going on here?
He's on.
So what happened here? Okay, Torah Or, page 16, Parshas Noach. Let's go. The great waters cannot extinguish the love. When the waters flow, you still fall, and the rivers cannot flood it out. If a person will give all the treasures of his house with love, Beze Vuzule will be cheap to him. I'm going to explain what all this means. What is Mayim Rabim? What are the flood waters referred to? And called Tir de Sepanasa are all the bothers of the problems of making a living. And the thoughts of worldly things. So Mayim Rabim means even though there's a problem with Parnasa and all the worldly temptations and all that, Im Kolzeh, nevertheless, we cannot extinguish the love which is Ava Mesuteris, which is the hidden love she has b'chol nefesh mi Yisrael, that every single Jew has b'teva, by nature, from the level of nefesh or l'kis, shebetiva lalis l'chol tamid l'maylod, at the nature of the person, of the yid, of the neshama, is to go upwards, like a flame going upwards, sha'alal evit k'meshu kosu, like it says in the passage before that, v'ishperish be'eish shall have its yudke. Its flame is a flame of Hashem, the torch, the flame of Yudkei, which is Shalhev Esabom Milo, which is the torch that comes from above, Shoah Nefesh Ulekis, which is the godly soul, meaning every Jew has within them from above this gift called the Neshama. And this Neshama by nature wants to go out and be one with Hashem. It's concealed, but it's there. So what we're saying is the Mayim Rabim of all the work problems of Parnasa, making a living, and all the worldly things can never extinguish that love. And it says about this neshama, before the neshama comes into the physical body, it was benefiting from the Shechina, and united with the ultimate level of unity with Hashem. Before the neshama comes into the body, the neshama is mamish one with Hashem, and therefore, after the neshama comes down into the physical body, which is called mayim rabim, im kolzeh lo yuch lo lechabesa, you still can't extinguish this love. One of the mesholim chassidus gives for this is the mashal of a flintstone, I call it many times, Surah Halamish, the flintstone itself openly is cold. It's not hot. Yeah, but it's the source of making fire. You rub it together, you create fire. Now, it's the source of the fire. The source of the fire is there and will never become extinguished. It could be in water for 100 years, and so you take it out, you're going to rub it together, it's going to create fire. Why? Because the source can never become extinguished. The neshama coming into the body, certain aspects of the neshama being, are likened to the sort of halomish that can never be extinguished. But Adaraba, and he says, on the contrary, yet. So basically, the Rebbe is now going to answer a question. So why does Hashem make this neshama, which is one with Hashem, come into the body? For what? Why does it come into the Mayim Rabim for? So he says, Ad Rabbi Dei Stav Shus, the Mayim Rabim Hanal. Davka, by coming into the Mayim Rabim, Yechela Gila Madrega Yese Gavaya, Mikadim Shayar Deleim Azeka Sheyizbor. Because only by coming down into the Mayim Rabim can it be reach a level that it couldn't reach before it came down. So in other words, what Kanti Yirid Serechalia. So why did Hashem make this Neshama come down from such a holy place into such Mayim Rabim? Because only that way can the neshama become higher. This mayim rabim that's called, you know, that wants to flood out Yiddishkeit, is called meinayach. It's called meinayach, like the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Asher nishbati me'aver me'nech eid al-oritz. Hashem swore, Hashem says in the pasuk, I swore never to bring the me'noyach, the flood wars again on the world. Okay, nishbati, the same thing I swore. Because of Allah, to get angry at you, omegabach, and to yell and scream at you. Okay? So therefore, this Mayim Rabim is called Mei Noyach. Now, what does that mean? Kihine Noyach Unaycha Derucha. Noyach comes the word Noyach, rest. Naycha Derucha means the resting of the spirit. Shubachine Shvisa is like the concept of resting. Kadam Ashevis Memlach, like a person resting from his work. And everybody's going to explain what this means. Okamesha Kotza Vayish Beis Beyam Ashvi. Like the Pasuk says, you should rest on the seventh day, and Targum says, "V'nach b'yom shviya." You should noyach, rest. So what is noyach? Shvisa, resting. Umashakos of noyach, noyach beis pomim, and this that the Pasuk says at the beginning of the parsha, Eila told this noyach, noyach isadik. The Pasuk says Eila tells noyach isadik. What's the double noyach? Eloi. Meaning, it's the level of Shabbos Tato, the Shabbos Ilah. Here, the Rebbe explains that Noyach is Shabbos, right, for Yishpas. So, therefore, there's a lower level of Shabbos, and there's a higher level of Shabbos. Now we have a normal lower level of Shabbos. When Mashiach comes, Yilim Shukul Shabbos, and Menucha Lechayer Lamim, that's Shali Yolos Ilavi, which is Koyem Shukul Shabbos. Masha'en king Shabbos Tatol, but on the lower level of Shabbos, ain't a kula Shabbos. It's not all Shabbos. You have only 1/7 of the week of Shabbos. So he says like this: Hine lachayin ain't a moving inyan a mabul. Okay, so the build out the Rebbe is saying like this: there's a mayim rabim that cannot extinguish the love of the neshama, and this mayim rabim is called mei noyach. And there's a double noyach, meaning Shabbos of lower, Shabbos of higher. So now he explains like this. The whole level of the mabul is not understood. If it was only to destroy the sinners, why did Hashem make this whole commotion? 120 years preparing to make the table. And then the whole thing with another 7 days. And then the flood, the rain 40 days. And the whole year. He says, Hashem could have destroyed the world in 1 second without a flood. Like we said, just kill the people, open up the earth, whatever it is. Hashem could have gotten rid of everybody in a second. What is the purpose of the mabul? No, no. Here, neshama means the essence. Davam Soteris.
Which is
Yechida? Yechida. Yechida for sure.
Yeah, Yechida for sure, but then it was saying that the neshama comes from the ground up with Hashem and then comes down into a body.
No.
Not bound up to Hashem anymore. So that's why I thought it's saying neshama is what it does get hurt.
It's not the level of neshama, no. It means the neshama general. Arba'em is. He says, really, the reason of the mabul was l'tayer esa'oris, to purify the earth. We spoke about this last night. Shenama kimol aris chametz mipneya. The world was full of corruption, of stealing, niskal kolam eid, and therefore the earth itself became very corrupt. V'yenitzvich l'tahara, and it had to become pure. L'zeis bo amabul davke shubachinas mayim. In other words, Hashem could have burnt down the earth. He didn't burn down the earth. He brought water, which is the level of mikvah. The Taya said to me, to purify the impure. Which dogmas are mikvah memsal, which is metaharis as atomic, which purifies the mikvah of memsal. So therefore, Hashem brought the mabul 40 days as a mikvah. Kachoya mabul b'chdei letayis koloris ikisat tzirat yalechim mayim taharim utaharta. Pasuk says in Yechezkel, I'll sprinkle the holy water on you, and you'll the pure water, and you'll get pure. Therefore, the mabul is called meinoyach in a positive way. What did it do? It called a noyach. It called a peace, a resting, because it purified the world. He said like this. So Meinayach is the flood that actually purified the world. But Meinayach, all in a negative way, refers to parnasa, problems of making a living. The Medrash says, Abrisbein Havsarim, Hashem gave Avraham Avinu a choice. He said, listen, your kids are going to sin, they're going to have to be punished. You have two choices, Golus or Gehenim. So Avraham Avinu picked Golus, Shibud, instead of Gehenna. Probably get both anyway. Shekmei, Sheyev, Shalana, Shama, Lavi, Ganei. So what did he pick Golus? So he said like this. In other words, what's the option? Why is there a choice between Gehenna and Golus? Which means both accomplish the same thing. So you have to know which one do you want, but they accomplish the same thing. So he says, what is the accomplishment of Golus? What's the accomplishment of Gehenna? He says, it has to be cleansed in Gehenna. It's like a hot washing machine. Or if you have Gehenna Shel Sheleg, it's a freezing washing machine, whatever. But it's the level of cleansing. Like it says, by Achad, the Gemara says, it's worse for Achad to be punished in Gehenna. Vele Salama the Austin come to the world to come, and also Litva Bernardino, also in the stages of Gan Eden, the Neshama has to go through Nardinur. Obviously, it's a spiritual river that the Neshama from level to level, because the Neshama Yelchum Yechai Alochoy keeps going up and up and up. On the outside, the Neshama goes up even more. So he says in Medrash, and definitely in Kabbalah, that when the neshama has to go from level to level, it has to go through Nar Dinur. Why? Because the Nar needs to purify it to reach a higher level of Gan Eden. Like we say in Davening, Yom Yom Risha B'Shabbos, Miyah Lebar Hashem. If you want to go up to Hashem, which over there refers to Gan Eden, you need to be in the Ki Kapayim, you need to be clean. So what does Gehenim do? Cleanses the neshama after 120 years to be able to go to Gan Eden and in Gan Eden itself.
It's a river of fire or
light? I don't know. Yeah, obviously, Nadinur says it's fire, but it doesn't mean physical fire, it's spiritual. Kamek and Rei Shibud, the same thing. So if Avraham Avinu was given the choice of Shibud, of slavery versus Gehenim, that means slavery, Shibud does the same thing Gehenim does. So the same thing, Yechela, Lamaila, Lalis, Lamaila, Maila, Madrega, Yesigavaya. Okay, now he says, what's Shibud? What's slavery? He says, Eina Pirish Mashiachelenu Ata Melech. It doesn't mean you're in, literally, it doesn't mean you're in Golos by another king and he takes taxes. Shagambis Mambe Samigda Shoyelenu Melech, Vamasa Yibiyesa. In fact, it was a very high tax in the days of Shlomo Melech. Like he says, there was a 10% income tax in the days of Shlomo HaMelech. And there was a king that made, so you can't say the definition of Shibud is a king with taxes. Because that existed even in the first Beis HaMikdash, which was the ultimate level of Geula. What? Ala Kavon, Ibizman, Shabit.
Those besides
Meisr. Huh?
Those besides Meisr.
No, that was besides Meisr. This is Shlomo Melech tax. A Kavana, there's Mancha, yeah, but 10% of them was harder than whatever.
That was fuel surcharge.
Surcharge, yeah.
Did it really only go on money or was on people? They had a service that they had to give taxes.
A Kavana, there's Mancha, basically, Mingdosh on your Kayab. So then what she would mean? What's the difference between now and Beis HaMikdash? You can't say it means kings and taxes, because even then that existed. In the days of the Beis HaMikdash, there was Brach of Ashpah Atzuma. There was an abundance of Parnasa. It was completely unnatural. Like the Pasuk says, Ishtach has Gafni Ishtach, but he says, like the Gemara says, at the end of Masechtas Ksubis, They had such an abundance. Then there was mamish no worry with parnasa. It's abundant. They had everything. That's why the days of Shlomo HaMelech, the Rambam writes, they didn't accept converts. Officially, the official policy was they didn't accept converts in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, or David HaMelech. Why? Things were so good for the Jews. Everybody wanted to become a Jew. So officially, they didn't accept Gaiden. And now, this is what it means. Then they had no problems with Parnas. Now we have all the worries. Lasik bin Yoni El Mazar Gashmi, which is a level of Mayim Rabin, which is Meinayach, which is Naichad Ruch, meaning that. So what does that mean? The Fishai Dei Bechinas Mayim Rabin. How can Mayim Rabin, all the worries of Parnassi, be called Meinayach, with Naicha, which is rest and peace? He said, because through the worries of Parnassa, Miss Alice and the Shama la Madrega Yesi Gavaya Mikaida Mislav Shusa. Then the Neshama, through the worries of Parnassa, that's what he said at the beginning, through the Mayim Rabim, does the Neshama reach a level, even though it wants to extinguish the love, but Dafka, by not allowing it to, the Neshama reaches a level greater than it was before it came down. So in other words, what he's saying here from a positive perspective, worries about Parnasse is good, because that's the only way you reach a level, which only before the Neshama came down was Nanu Meziv Hashchina.
Well, if someone didn't have worries, they would sit in there and study all day.
That's what they did a whole day. What do you think they did?
No, I mean, it says that worries, you've got to elevate the Neshama. It seems like that if you don't have any worries, you can sit down and study more and elevate your Neshama more.
So for that, the Neshama could have stayed in Gan Eden. What do you think they do in Gan Eden? They sit and learn Torah all day. If I bring, you know.
Same down here. If somebody didn't have any worries of Parnassa, just sit down with Gan Eden.
Let me tell you, who doesn't have worries of Parnassa? The rich don't have worries, but they have bigger part worries than we have.
They have more worries.
Yeah. Marvin the Chosim, Marvin Daig, the Mishnah said.
So they reach a higher level than me.
Kamai Medazal. Yof, Shachas, Vishuv, Maisim, Tevim, Maila Mazet. Mikol Chayel, Mabo, Vishuv, Chonyas, Yis, and Ermi, Techa, Cheshad, Dafka. Why is 1 second Shachas, Vishuv, Maisim, Tevim in this world better than the whole Elam Abba? Because Dafka, because of the Ord from Cheshach, is a greater level of Ord. Light is from darkness is a greater level of light than light itself. When a person, that's what the Rebbe Mittal Rebbe told this chassid that Yom Yom Bin Zal Rebbe Elliot. He said, "I'm jealous of you. You sit a whole day in the marketplace with all the difficulties, and you're still doing, you know, what you should be doing." Which are called cheshech. A guy is old, and then it comes the time of davening, and he may age ein loch ace and momat chain le mazel momaila, which are mazolas that bring all the food. So then he says like this: when you finally realize, with all the tirdas haparnasa, and you realize that really this is all alukus and so on and so forth, so then you reach a level that you would never be able to reach otherwise.
Let's go elevate ourselves, worry about Parnassa.
What?